10-6. They almost came all the way back. They were down 7-0 to start the game, made it 7-6, but were just unable to scratch across that tying and go-ahead runs before the Rail Riders would tack on some insurance runs and put this one to bed. Here is how we got there. It started in the top of the second inning, and really, for all intents and purposes, this is where the game took its major turn. Yes, it was early, but it's where everything happened that went wrong for the Pigs and right for the Rail Riders, because in the top of the second inning, Rhys Hoskins got it started with a double, and the Pigs had first and third and nobody out. But they were unable to scratch across a run.
Here's the 3-1 to Moore, swung on and hit in the air, right center field, not deep. Peyton has the beat on it, fighting the sun and calling off center fielder Dustin Fowler. He'll make the catch. And the Pigs waste of first and third, nobody out. Rally, do not score.
And when that happens, and then in the bottom half of the inning, the other team puts two on, they usually tend to come back and bite you. And that's just what happened to the Iron Pigs, as the Rail Riders put their first two guys on, but they were able to get runs across.
A look to second, a long stare by Thompson. Here's the payoff, and Solano swings and rips one towards second, past the lunge of Florham on a base hit. Peyton is rounding. He's going to be sent home. The throw by Quinn will be cut off. Peyton scores on the RBI single by Solano.
Now, things could have been a whole lot worse in this second inning, if not for Nick Williams. Despite the fact that the Rail Riders would take a 2-0 lead, it was the defense of Nick Williams that kept it from getting any worse.
And the 2-2 to Choi is swung on and ripped out. If that's a base hit. And holding at second, no, Salado's going to try for third. Williams up with it. A strong throw and plenty of time. Hosed by Williams on a BB of a toss from right.
So Nick Williams did that. And then Nick Williams would rob Tyler Wade.
Wade, wide open stance as the runner's lead. Pitch is swung on and ripped out towards right center field. A long run for Quinn. Quinn is going to lunge. Quinn's going to get there and make the catch. Tagging from third and scoring is Choi. Quinn took a 3-run double away from Wade with an outstanding racing catch. And what a huge play.
My apologies. That was Roman Quinn that made the play. And Quinn actually reached. Quinn was doing it all again tonight. He did make that good defensive play, as I had errantly given that credit to Nick Williams. But it was Roman Quinn who did that. And then the first inning, Quinn reached on an error again and tried to get a rally started. So his ability with his legs to just force things to happen, to make good plays on the baseball diamond, is quite impressive. But in the bottom of the third, things would only get worse for the Iron Pigs as Mark Payton would continue his torrid streak against the Pigs.
Runner's lead, pitch is swung on and drilled out right center field. That ball is going to drop down a base hit. A run is in. Rounding second, digging for third goes Ref Snyder. The throw will be cut off. And it's now 3-0. And back to first and third with nobody out.
Well, if it had just ended there, things would have been okay for the Pigs. But unfortunately for Jake Thompson, who got lit up again in his second straight start, things would only get worse from there. And this would be his last batter in the game.
Pitch here is in the dirt off the glove of Alfaro back to the screen. That's going to allow both runners to move up. Ref Snyder scores. Peyton to second is 4-0.
And then, as I said, Jake Thompson would be pulled from that game. And the next batter would be Ruben Tejada with two on. And this is the turning point of the game.
He'll check second. He'll kick and he'll fire. Swung on. Drilled high in the air. Deep left field. Cousins looking up, forget about it, it's out of here.
Former New York Met Ruben Tejada hits a long 3-run home run, and that made the score 7-0. Mark Leiter would come in to replace Jake Thompson, and he was the one that did ultimately give up the 3-run home run. But following that, and because two of those runs were charged to Jake Thompson, Mark Leiter really settled in and had a very good time on the mound, as he would help the Pigs kind of stave off the offensive threat from the Rail Riders to help them come back. And in the top of the fourth inning, the Pigs would do just that, as Jesmiel Valentin would step up to the plate.
Pitch swung on and drilled, and it's off the glove of the backhand attempt by Choi. It caroms over towards the second baseman, Tejada, but he throws to the pitcher who wasn't on the bag. All hands safe. Down from third, Cousins for the run. Over to third goes Williams, and the Pigs are on the board and still threatening here.
It was 7-1, and then Hector Gomez stepped up to make it 7-2.
Runners on the corner is one out. Pitch is swung on a ground ball to third, and it's past the dive of the third baseman, Solano. That one's down the left field line and in for extras. Williams has scored. Valentin halts at third. It's a ribby double for Hector Gomez, and now it's 7-2.
And all of a sudden, things started to get a little more interesting as Logan Moore got to the plate.
Pigs have scored two in the inning. Runners lead. Pitch swung on a ground ball. It is a base hit down the third baseline. One runs in. Gomez rounding third. He falls down. The throw goes to second. He gets up. He slides in safe. Sports Center, not top 10 moment, but it's a two-run single for Moore. And the Pigs have made it a 7-4 game. And now the humiliation for Gomez, who will have to go back to the dugout after taking a spill halfway between third and home.
Well, that ended well for Gomez as the Pigs would make it 7-4. And that's how the top of the fourth inning would end. And then Mark Leiter would strike out the side in the bottom half.
Runner leads off. It'll be an 0-2. Leiter deals, and he struck him out swinging. Strikes out the side. After that infield single gets Solano, Choi, Tejada. He's got five strikeouts.
Mark Leiter was wonderful out of the bullpen after giving up the three-run home run. And the Pigs would repay his effort in the top of the fifth.
Here's Valentin, 1-for-2 with a ribby single. Pitch is swung on it, stroked out right center field. That one's going to find the gap. And rounding second, going for third is Hoskins. It's cut off before the warning track. Valentin's going for second. The throw gets away. Here comes the runner, Hoskins, down the line. He's going to score. Holy Toledo, nobody home as the throw got past the second baseman, and it just rolled all the way from the second base bag to the third baseline. Hoskins saw it. It's a one-run game.
And that made it 7-6, but a couple batters before that, Jorge Alfaro hit a home run to make it 7-5.
And the windup and pitch is swung on and drilled high in the air, right center field deep. A long run back for Fowler at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. And it's the first AAA home run for Jorge Alfaro.
So the Pigs would come almost all the way back, and it was 7-6. They had their chances, but they just could not get over that line. As in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Rail Riders would tack on one more as a sacrifice.
Now the pitch. Swung on, popped up, and I don't think it's deep enough to tag the runner. In comes Williams, who already has thrown one runner out. Catch is made. Runner's coming home, and Williams, he was flat-footed. He didn't catch it coming forward. Didn't realize the man from third was going to tag, and he just gives a big run, and Ramos can't believe it.
So Nick Williams fell asleep at the wheel a little bit, allowing that run to score, and that was pretty much the backbreaker for the Iron Pigs as it became 8-6. But then, in the bottom of the eighth inning, Eddie Rodriguez took any wind left out of the sails for the Iron Pigs with this two-out, two RBI hit.
Pitcher is swung on and pegged towards right field. Williams dives, can't get it. It goes by him and all the way to the wall. Start the merry-go-round. One run is home. That is Solano. Tejada's being sent around. He will score as well. And that is a backbreaker.
And that would just about be it, as in the top of the ninth inning, this is how it would end.
It's nothing in two. Pitch is cut on a missed strike three. The Rail Riders stave off the comeback attempt by the Pigs and take game three by the final of 10-6.
So it was ugly early. It was a little better later as the Pigs tried to fight their way back, but they were just unable to get there, and the Pigs fell by a final of 10-6. Here are the final numbers. It was not a good one tonight for Jake Thompson. 2 1/3 innings pitched, 7 hits, 6 runs, all 6 earned, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. His ERA now at 28.93. Mark Leiter in his 2 2/3 inning was pretty good. 5 hits, but he had 8 strikeouts, and he did give up the 1 3-run home run, which almost buried the Iron Pigs to begin with. That to make it 7-0. Cesar Ramos came in. He pitched 2 innings. He gave up a hit, a run. He walked 2 but struck out 3. And then Michael Marriott, he pitched an inning, one hit, two runs, all earned, two walks, and a strikeout. For Scranton, Brady Lale, 4 1/3 innings pitched, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and a home run. Tyler Webb, who would ultimately get the win for his 3 2/3 innings, gave up just 1 hit and struck out 6. And then Ernesto Freire came on for the save. He struck out 1 in his inning of work. The final time of the game, 2 hours, 56 minutes. The first pitch was just under the start time. It began at 6:33. There was low wind. It was a beautiful night for baseball at PNC Field, 67 degrees. The attendance, 3,114. Final lines for Lehigh Valley, 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Scranton, 10 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors. Defensively, Scranton had not been good this series, but the Pigs unable to take too much of an advantage, as they now will have to look to just level the Iron Rail series tomorrow instead of going for the series win. And a reminder, tonight's broadcast brought to you by Frank Mittman Digital Photographic Imaging. Frank Mittman Digital Photographic Imaging is perfect for your next event. The official photographer of the Iron Pigs, Mittman Photography specializes in different types of photography, including high school, family and business portraits, wedding and specialty events, advertising and commercial, and passport photos. Stop by the Mittman Photography. Stop by Mittman Photography at their new location at 1321 North 18th Street in Allentown, or visit them online at www.frankmittman.com.